Now, UK's new Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, has just made a statement. Let's have a listen.
17 and 2021, the new VAT-free shopping scheme for non-UK visitors, or the freeze on alcohol duty rates. Secondly, the government's current plan is to cut the basic rate of income tax to 19% from April 2023. It is a deeply held conservative value, a value that I share, that people should keep more of the money they earn. But at a time when markets are rightly demanding commitment to sustainable public finances, it is not right to borrow to fund this tax cut. So I've decided that the basic rate of income tax will remain at 20%, and it will do so indefinitely until economic circumstances allow for it to be cut. Taken together with the decision not to cut corporation tax and restoring the top rate of income tax, the measures I've announced today will raise every year around £32 billion. Finally, the biggest single expense in the growth plan was the energy price guarantee. This is a landmark policy supporting millions of people through a difficult winter. And today I want to confirm that the support we are providing between now and April next year will not change. But beyond that, the Prime Minister and I have agreed it would not be responsible to continue exposing public finances to unlimited volatility in international gas prices. So I'm announcing today a Treasury-led review into how we support energy bills beyond April next year. The objective is to design a new approach that will cost the taxpayer significantly less than planned, whilst ensuring enough support for those in need. Any support for businesses will be targeted to those most affected, and the new approach will better incentivise energy efficiency. The most important objective for our country right now is stability. Governments cannot eliminate volatility in markets, but they can play their part, and we will do so, because instability affects the prices of things in shops, the cost of mortgages, and the values of pensions. There will be more difficult decisions, I'm afraid, on both tax and spending, as we deliver our commitment to get debt falling as a share of the economy over the medium term. All departments will need to redouble their efforts to find savings, and some areas of spending will need to be cut. But as I promised at the weekend, our priority in making the difficult decisions that lie ahead will always be the most vulnerable. And I remain extremely confident about the UK's long-term economic prospects as we deliver our mission to go for growth. But growth requires confidence and stability, and the United Kingdom will always pay its way. This government will therefore take whatever tough decisions are necessary to do so. Thank you.
There's Jeremy Hunt, UK's finance minister, making statements on tax and spending measures. He was expected to U-turn on more of the government's tax-cutting plans, and indeed the government will reverse almost all of the tax measures announced in Liz Truss's economic plan. Let's cross to Jonah Hull, who's outside the Bank of England in London. And Jonah, I guess pretty much as expected, pulling back of this the mini-budget put in place by the previous Chancellor.
Well, more or less as teased ahead of this pre-recorded statement by the new Chancellor, Jeremy Hunt, there clearly trying to get ahead of the statement he will make to Parliament later. He wants this fed into the markets as soon as possible. By my count, I mean, what he's announcing there essentially is the further decimation of that mini-budget statement put out by the former Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng, designed, of course, in conjunction with Liz Truss, that had caused so much trouble on the markets. As I say, by my count, only about two-thirds, only about a third of that budget remain now intact, namely a stamp duty cut and the cut in national insurance tax. That's a tax paid by all workers in this country towards their state pension and so on. those remain. But everything else goes. The 1p cut in the basic tax rate, that goes. The planned rise in corporation tax will now go ahead. We knew that on Friday, of course. VAT-free shopping goes. The big announcement, really, and it impacts politically on Liz Truss, is what Jeremy Hunt was saying about the energy price guarantee. That was announced ahead of that tax-cutting package in response to the massive increase in the rate, particularly the cost of gas. Off the back of the war in Ukraine, the government had announced an enormous package, tens of billions of pounds worth, called the Energy Price Guarantee, that would have fixed the price of units of gas and electricity for households for 2 years. He says that is now under review post-April next year, when they will be looking at a much more targeted set of measures, looking at the worst off in particular. And the reason this is so toxic for Liz Truss is because really that had been the measure that she'd fallen back on amid all the criticism of the government's budget that had spooked the markets. She constantly fell back on this idea that they had worked primarily to keep energy prices low for people for 2 years. Well, the Chancellor here junking that measure on top of everything else. It will only add to Liz Truss's problems, but no doubt good and comforting words of reassurance this for the markets, who will welcome this return to a much more orthodox way of doing business, of doing fiscal policy, essentially raising taxes, raising public spending cuts that the government promised would not happen. This will be good news for the markets.
All right. Well, that's the scene at the Bank of England. Jonah Hull reporting there. Let's cross over to Westminster. Andrew Simmons joins us from there. And Andrew, we knew this was coming, but when you hear it in the cold light of day, how Liz Truss's economic plan has been almost entirely reversed, the question is clear, isn't it? How can she survive this?
This has been an extraordinary spell in political drama. In fact, what a difference 4 days make. Everything's gone reverse, and it's good for the markets, but it's bad for Liz Truss. She is desperately holding on. Everything that's positive about the situation right now hasn't really got a lot to do with her decision making. It's been down to Hunt to actually get stuck in at the Treasury up the road there and really work hard. Then on Sunday night, going out to Chequers, the country retreat for the Prime Minister. Don't read too much into that. She can't really do much with the situation, because there she is with the Chancellor, being more or less told, rip up everything you've put to the public and you've put to the Conservative Party in order to gain power. So she's in a situation now where she's more or less using the list of things, not all of them, that Rishi Sunak, the former Chancellor in the last government, in taking on him, she had all these tax-cutting plans which really sold her to the Conservative Party. Now, those people who are in government supporting her, she chose her supporters, not her enemies, with her government, which was a dangerous thing to do because, not exactly dangerous, but not very clever, because she ended up in a situation where they're all now saying, well, you've basically let us down, you've let us alone, you've really sold us to the river. Now, on the other side, she's accused of ruining the Conservative Party, wrecking the Conservative Party's reputation as being the steward of the economy throughout history. Absolutely wrecked. And you've got a Conservative Party now, it's being questioned as to whether it can govern itself, let alone govern the country. And so she's in a position now where, yes, the markets are calmed, it would seem, and they may well be calmed further after that raft of measures which the Chancellor has announced. But she's now got to face the music. Whether it will be long haul or whether it be short haul, there's so much scheming going on right now here in Parliament that you could not even start to estimate how many lines of thinking there are. But there is this, and that is the 1922 committee, incredibly effective at backstabbing and incredibly effective at getting rid of prime ministers. It could be at work sooner rather than later. It depends who you listen to. But there are two ways of looking at it. This could be that in the short term, everything will be fine. She'll be given a chance to try and hold things together. And for that, she will need, obviously, she'll need Hunt, the Chancellor, to continue with these measures. And then she'll also need the One Nation side of the party. That's the centre ground, whereas she's holding the right ground. She'll need that side of the party to survive. And she'll be meeting the caucus of that side of the party in a short while, it would seem, around about lunchtime, apparently. She will hope to get support from them. Whether that will be the case is anybody's question.
Indeed, and so it goes on and will do, no doubt, for some time yet. Andrew, thanks for that. Andrew Simms there in Westminster.